time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. Oh 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. You can call us there, or you can give us a message, and it pops up right on screen in studio. Rights watchdog Amnesty International has called for an independent probe into the killing of a naked pregnant woman by men in military uniform in Mozambique's Restive North, an atrocity the government has blamed on armed rebels. Video footage emerged of men in army uniform shooting a woman they accused of being a member of an armed group. That armed group, we can only assume, being the alleged ISIS in northern Mozambique, the word alleged being used on purpose. Online is South African researcher for Amnesty International, David Mazzini. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Right, this is an incredibly sad, tragic, and disgusting scenario where men in military uniform do this to a woman, strip her naked, and then shoot her in the head because they claim she belongs to one of the groups currently fighting an insurgency in northern Mozambique against the oil and gas barons.
Absolutely. It baffles any decent mind to comprehend, you know, the scale and the depth of barbarity of what we saw on that video. The shocking thing is that this is not the first incident. There are many other incidents that we have witnessed through the videos that we received and photographs displaying the depth of cruelty towards, you know, captives, people accused of being sympathizers or members of the armed groups operating in the province of Cabo Delgado, attacking people and beheading people, looting and burning villages and so on. And all the evidence that we have examined point in the direction of defense forces of Mozambique. And that is why we are calling for an independent and transparent inquiry, investigation, to clear all doubts and questions as to who is responsible, and then bring any suspect to justice.
Are you confident that this is even going to happen? Because we are already seeing some rather spectacular ducking and diving from Mozambican authorities. They're claiming that the men in uniform are not theirs. They're saying, no, these are the insurgents. That's easy to say that, isn't it?
Well, it's not good enough to deny, to duck and dive. It's not good enough for us. It's befitting for a state of that stature. It's a country of the rule of law, of human rights, of decency. These must be investigated if Mozambique wants to clear its name internationally. All those men that we have seen committing these atrocities are dressed in green and brown lizard camouflage, black boots, tan web gear, and yellow and black shoulder tabs of the Mozambican Defense Forces. That's the uniform of the Mozambican Defense Forces. That is why an investigation is required. It's urgent. It's necessary in order to clear the name of the Mozambican government and its defense force.
Now, I did read one report, and obviously it's difficult to know what to trust, which said that the Mozambican government would investigate this incident. But, I mean, I'm not confident if in one voice they're saying it wasn't them, and for another voice they're saying they will investigate it. Words can be meaningless in scenarios like this.
So that tells you there isn't a coherent message within the government of Mozambique, because on the one hand, you have one side of the government, that's the police, denying, and on the other hand, you have, you know, the Minister of Defense saying they will investigate. So it's very difficult, you know, to say which is which. And that is why, in order to clear all of this confusion, it's best to conduct an investigation so that we are all clear who is responsible for what, and they must be brought to justice. It's not good enough to deny.
Of course, and you know, the problem is that the Mozambican government doesn't seem to have a handle on anything that's happening in northern Mozambique. They seem to have fallen for the trick that the insurgency is being conducted by an international group. They seem to be buying into this discourse because it, in a sense, it gets them off the hook, but it's not.
We, as Amnesty International, do what we do because we believe in people's ability to change course, to change behavior. In this case, we also believe in the people's ability within the government of Mozambique to change how they conduct counter-insurgency in Cabo Delgado. That is why we will continue to call upon them to do what is right, to obey the law, national and international laws, to protect people from violations of human rights, to respect human rights, because that's their job. They are not there to commit atrocities. So for them to clear the name, their name, they must investigate. We believe that they can change, and the change that must be introduced is now. You cannot fight a war by committing the very atrocities that the people you are fighting against are committing. That does not make sense, because you do not inspire trust in the people you purport to defend. You are instilling a lot of terror in the same way as the people you are fighting are doing. That does not make sense for us. That's why we are calling for an investigation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And our final question in all of this, have you had any responses in terms of your call for this independent probe?
Well, we have not had any response directly to us, except for what you already know, which the government of Mozambique has stated in the media, denying and at the same time saying they will investigate and so on. They have not responded to us, but we will continue to monitor what's happening in Mozambique, hold the government of Mozambique to account, and continue to call for an investigation, because these allegations, testimonies and evidence have been coming to us from people on the ground in Cabo Delgado since the beginning of this conflict in October 2017. And what we have seen so far is just a tip of the iceberg of the kinds of atrocities that are taking place there. An investigation is necessary.
Absolutely. David Mtsine, researcher, Amnesty International, talking to us about Amnesty International making a call for an independent probe into the killing of a naked pregnant woman by men in military uniform, in Mozambican army military uniforms, in the rest of North. And as David has correctly pointed out, so many more atrocities. This is just the tip of the iceberg. David Mtsine, Amnesty International, it's been a pleasure chatting to us, and stay safe.
The pleasure was mine. Thank you very much.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.